good afternoon. I still feel like I'm on a holiday here. You're locked on the Q95 FM. This is Your View. We're on every day 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And we've gone past Christmas, so we're looking forward to the new year. Today, The View is brought to you through the kind compliments of the Phone Shack. We'll take a pause for a word from Phone Shack and we'll be right back.
Everyone thinks a phone is just a luxury, but it's my walking diary, my alarm, my emergency rescue system, and my little black book all in one. That's why I go to Phone Shack. I want great service, friendly staff, and best of all, I want to meet people who are one step ahead of things happening in the markets. And they have the best accessories on island, the best prices, and the sweetest selection of colors. Ask about their other services, too. Unlocking and phone book transfers are also available. The decision is easy.
Phone Check. Your phone comes alive. Digicel authorized dealer. Locations in Roseau and Bay Street, Portsmouth.
And the Phone Shack wants to let you know that guess what? They now have the Samsung S4 Active. You've seen those advertised on TV and we go like, wow, when are we getting that phone in Dominica? Well, it's now available at the Phone Shack. That's the Samsung S4 Active. So you know we have the nice new S4s. The S4 Active is the kind of indestructible, durable, semi-waterproof, kind of hardcore S4. So if you're interested in seeing that phone or getting one, you can go over to the Phone Shack that's across from the Lotto office there and see what the buzz is about the S4 Active, and they have a great price for you once you get there. Also, don't forget, you can get your S4 mini SIMs, your dual SIMs as well. You can get that from Phone Shack. And also, you can get authentic batteries for select phone models like the Samsung Ace, the S2, the S3, the S3 Mini, and the S4. So not just any battery that will stick in the phone. They have the authentic batteries made by the manufacturers for those specific phones, for your smartphones. Also, authentic batteries for your BlackBerries, whether you have a 9320, 9360 or the Z10, and of course the very, very popular blue phones, all of that available at the Phone Shack. And let me say good afternoon to everyone listening. This is The View. It's Giselle and Marilyn here with you. We're so happy, well, you know, to be back after the holidays. We do hope that you had an okay weekend, a great weekend. We know that everyone is not having any kind of happy season or holiday season. We know the weather conditions that we experienced on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. And even if you are not one of those individuals or families affected, you know, many of us know people who were affected, whether the roads became unpassable or impassable. I remember seeing a picture of the folks in Point Michel, that famous river in Point Michel that was quote-unquote supposedly have been dried by a priest. You know, well, it wasn't dry this time around, you know, and what was left in the wake was really, really terrifying as well. The police officer who lost his home and his pregnant girlfriend had to be, you know, taken to the hospital so she could have medical attention and you know, be in a place and a position where herself and her baby would not be under any kind of stress. Other individuals who had their homes flooded, their vehicles flooded, their possessions washed away. I saw the picture and eventually saw the house opposite the Evergreen Hotel there, and the container that was stuck in La Via Canawi, that area there, and what happened to the road there and the blockages of the drains, the folks at Evergreen Hotel and Anchorage Hotel, and all across Dominica as well. You know, it's pretty horrific when you think of just, you know, a freak storm, a storm without no name, actually affecting so many of our communities. So it has been an unusual Christmas season. It has been a trying holiday season. It continues to be a sad one for many individuals, many people, many persons. And so, you know, what we want is, I heard Kimo, who was on, who had called into Matt and who was indicating, you know, what he had tried to do in terms of assisting a family who basically had lost everything, in terms of just pulling on his resources, calling people he knew to try to make sure that, you know, just out of your basic human spirit, that you need to help people, you need to reach out and help. You know, you cannot hold back when you see things happening. You cannot stand by and not do something. And so I'll encourage all of us that if really the holiday season is about, you know, spreading love and spreading cheer and looking out for our neighbors, you know, what better opportunity for us to do so if not what happened during Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So if you are close to anyone who has been affected, continue to reach out to them, continue to help them in any way, shape or form. If you're in a community where you can do something to help the situation, and if you have, we really thank you for doing that, and we ask you to continue to do that as well. So for those who were safe, you know, that's all well and good, but let's look out for those who suffered the worst and who continue to go through very trying times at a time when, you know, normally people would be eating and drinking and, you know, enjoying the time with their family, you know. So that's my bit there. It really was a lot of damage, a lot of devastation. So the new year is around the corner. Just moving on a little bit from that. Just sticking on current events. So we want to say congratulations to Sabrina Joseph. Sabrina Joseph of the Vieques area. She is the co-valedictorian graduating from Grambling State University in the U.S. And she is a young Dominican who is basically on a fast track, very focused to become what she wants to become and to succeed. And I got her story online. So she's a Dominican, has gone off to study, has not only graduated successfully, but also is co-valedictorian. So in other words, the best student in her class in the graduating class at her level in the university. She wants to be, let me see here, she wants to be an accountant, I believe. And I have a quote here from her for those of us returning to school or to our studies anytime soon. She said here, quote, "I used to read my chapters before I got to class, so I always stayed ahead of my accounting class so that when I was in class, whatever the teacher explains, it would be clarifying things that I did not understand when I read them at home." And she encouraged other students to always push to make their dreams a reality. She goes on to say, "I want to encourage other young people in Dominica to avoid thinking that just because they do not have the finance to pay for their education, that they should just sit home and do nothing. There is always a way to get your education or anything that you want to do in your life." So a bit of inspiration there from Sabrina Joseph, graduating as co-valedictorian from Grambling State University in the U.S. And of course, we don't do it alone. So congratulations to her family, all of those who support her, whether financially or otherwise. and an encouragement to all of us, no matter if you're 16 or 18 or 20 or 35 or 40, even if you're 50. Hey, I had persons who were 45 and 51 at my classes. You're never too old to live your dream and to make a change. Come on, we'll get up and get moving. We're going to be joined by the folks over at Guyave in a little bit, find out what's cooking in the kitchen. At 1 p.m. we have our news update, and from there we move into Hot Topic for the day. Want to say hi to the folks over in Montserrat. It's Montserrat Carnival. And I think St. Kitts, if I remember, also have their carnival around Christmas time as well. And well, we know that the Calypso season is quickly approaching here. Well, we kind of in it already, you know. I don't think it's really quickly approaching anymore. We're squarely in to Calypso season in Dominica. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be speaking to the folks over at Guyave. Stay tuned. You're locked onto Q, and this is Your View.
Coral Reef in Picard, Portsmouth is now open to serve you. Located on the Picard Highway, we serve affordable, healthy, local, European and North American cuisine and seafood in a wonderful atmosphere. Join us every day for breakfast, lunch or dinner, and every Sunday for our gospel brunch with Caribbean Buffet. We offer catering services and excellent customer service from our well-trained staff. Our other services feature musical theme nights, parties, weddings, anniversaries and happy hours. Contact the Coral Reef in Picard, Portsmouth at 767-225-1973 or 315-2992 or coralreefrestaurant@gmail.com for reservations or special events. The Coral Reef Restaurant. Excite your taste buds with exquisite international cuisine. The Coral Reef is now accepting reservations for Christmas dinners prior to our grand opening from December the 13th, 2013.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yes, ladies. Finally, we have a one-stop shop for all our beauty and cosmetic needs. Introducing BeautyWise. BeautyWise, located on Hanover Street in Roseau, in the former Winfield's building. BeautyWise has everything you need to look absolutely stunning and beautiful. From a wide range of the best quality brands in weaves and wigs, hair products and accessories, top makeup brands, cosmetic, personal care and hygiene products, and a full line of ladies' underwear and lingerie, plus top quality professional spa and hairdressing products, from hair dryers, hair blowers, complete iron stove systems, and more. There's something for everyone at BeautyWise. Yes, even for the guys and the children too. Excellent quality, reputable brands, and affordable prices. Make the wiser choice and go to BeautyWise today.
Enjoy 50% more moments from Lime. That's 50% more shares, 50% more likes, 50% more posts with an unbeatable 50% off broadband. Sign up for plans 1 megabits per second or higher and get 50% off the first 2 months. So sign up for internet today and click, post, tweet, or share your best moments with this incredible half-off offer. Check us out in-store or visit lime.com for details. Lime terms and conditions apply. Lime, value every moment.
Welcome back to Your View. We're going right over across to the folks over at Guyave. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you guys over at Guyave?
Oh, you're fine, and you?
Good. We trust the rain didn't do too much?
Oh, no, not on our behalf. Okay. Everything was all right.
All right. What's cooking today?
Well, for today we have cream of pumpkin soup, oven baked barbecue ribs, country style stew chicken, that's with a little dumpling over it, corn crusted fish steak, and the fish is blue marlin, and that goes with savory rice, Tanya rosette, Creole Christophine, and a sorted salad. For downstairs we have cream of pumpkin soup, oven baked barbecue ribs, West Indian stew chicken, fried fish sticks. Same as upstairs, blue marlin. And that goes with a vegetable fried rice, a peasant pie. The pie is a mix of ground provision, eh? And then stewed pink beans and fresh garden salad. Our local juices, we have grapefruit, passion fruit, and guava. And for desserts, we have chocolate cake and ice cream. And on our buffet, we have a little slice for the customers. We have a little slice for the customers. Now, we have ticket for our New Year's Eve party coming up. And the ticket is for single person, that is 18 years and over, $200 per person. And the couples, $350. And if we have a group or more, you can get a discount of $150 per person. That's our New Year's Eve party.
All right, and it sounds like that New Year's Eve party is going to be a big thing.
Oh, it is. And that's up at Mirror, right?
Right. What's it, the Orchid House?
Yes, that's the Orchid House at Mirror.
Okay. All right, anything else? Well, of course, we always have to add that you can call in your orders, right?
Yes, you can. And the number is 448-2930. And yeah, you can call in at any time.
All right. Well, thank you, Guiav. You guys continue to have a good season, okay?
Okay. And for the party, remember that children under 8 years is free.
All right. Under 8 years is free.
Yes, under 8 years. And we have babysitting and so on.
Oh, wow.
And so on.
Oh, very, very, very convenient. Everything is tailored.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gastroenteritis is a condition that causes irritation and inflammation of the stomach and intestines. It can spread easily. Practice good hygiene. If you're experiencing symptoms like vomiting, upset stomach, and abdominal pain, seek medical attention at your nearest health center. Or if you're experiencing a diarrhea, which is three loose stools within 24 hours, then you should take a small amount of stool in a container to your health center or doctor. Use a wide-mouth screw-cap container, such as a small peanut butter container. Wash it with soap and water, rinse it properly, and then dry it. Place a small amount of stool in the container. Next, write your name, the date, and the time that the stool was collected. Wrap the container in a small plastic bag or small brown paper bag or in foil. Take it to the health center or doctor. Also, drink lots of fluid to prevent dehydration and wash your hands often with soap and water or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Remember, your health is your responsibility.
A message from the Ministry of Health on this station.
That's up my way. Portsmouth, get ready for your New Year's Eve dance party. Tuesday, December 31, Cabra Douglas presents Fanatic. Fanatic, RBD Cinema Portsmouth, $20. Fanatic, also DJ Vlau and DJ Arted. Doors open 10 p.m. December 31. A tasty menu awaits. RBD Cinema, are you a Fanatic?
I'm sick.
Retailers, do your salespeople know the energy labels? Caribbean people want more energy-efficient appliances, and they want tips on how to be smarter energy consumers. You play a crucial role, so contact your National Bureau of Standards to get fit for the future of electric appliance retailing.
Energy sense equals dollar savings. Tell a friend.
Brought to you by the Eastern Caribbean Energy Labeling Project, the OECS Secretariat, the German government, and the European Union.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yes, ladies. Finally, we have a one-stop shop for all our beauty and cosmetic needs. Introducing BeautyWise. BeautyWise, located on Hanover Street in Roseau, in the former Winfield's building. BeautyWise has everything you need to look absolutely stunning and beautiful. From a wide range of the best quality brands in weaves and wigs, hair products and accessories, top makeup brands, cosmetics, personal care and hygiene products, and a full line of ladies' underwear and lingerie. Plus, top quality professional spa and hairdressing products, from hair dryers, hair blowers, complete iron stove systems, and more. There's something for everyone at BeautyWise. Yes, even for the guys and the children too. Excellent quality, reputable brands, and affordable prices. Make the wiser choice and go to BeautyWise today.
Great news from Issa Trading Limited. Now open our new furniture and appliance outlet at 106 Independence Street for all your home, office and hotel needs. Living room and dining room sets, cupboards, flat screen TVs, a wide range of rugs and mats, refrigerators and chillers, washing machines and stoves, bunk beds, tents, office chairs, filing cabinets and desks, split type air conditioning units, fans and much more. All at unbeatable prices, cash or easy terms. Come and visit Issa Trading Limited at 106 Independence Street near the Roseau Bridge at our new showroom outlet.
Good afternoon, I am Marilyn Isles and welcome to Q95's Lunchtime News Update, brought to you through the kind compliments of Sunrise Farm Cottages.
Christmas is for giving, and Sunrise Farm Cottages Restaurant and Bar is pleased to offer a 25% discount on all our cottages. Rates from now until January the 7th, 2014. Take advantage of this special offer and relax in our quiet, romantic, and spontaneous cottages. Call us at 767-446-0000 or 767-275-5600 or Google Sunrise Farm Cottages for more information.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage, because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Nestled in the lush green and serene surroundings of Dominica's scenic town of Portsmouth is the Regent's Hotel. A modern, light and spacious hotel charmed by the gracious songs of local birds and just a short drive to the infamous Indian River, the beautiful Fort Shirley and the dark sand beaches is ideal for business and leisure travelers. Regent offers accommodations that suit you. Visit us online at www.regents.com or call us at 767-445-5577 for reservations today. Regions, where the most hospitable service awaits you.
Welcome back. In local news, Dominica is among 8 active CARICOM member states that is expected to benefit from the German-funded Caribbean Aquaterrestrial Solutions CATS program. In its first year, CATS has provided essential materials, goods worth €850,000, to the Marine Protected Areas MPA of Montego Bay, Negril and Nipa in Jamaica and funded 6 water and wastewater projects in Belize and St. Lucia with almost 2.4 million euros. The German federal government has since pledged over 21 million euros to CARICOM for adaptation to climate change in the Caribbean. From the region, Barbados Prime Minister Ferindale Stewart won the political battle but lost the economic war in 2013. His Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Kamla Persad Bisesa, set a record by losing 4 political battles in a year, while Grenada's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Mitchell, set another record by leading his new national party, NNP, to a clean sweep of all 15 seats in the February general elections. This was the second occasion he had achieved the feat within a decade. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Denzel Douglas defied calls to debate a motion of no confidence in his administration for a year, even though the matter reached the courts, and in Nevis, the Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, defeated the Nevis Reformation Party, NRP, to take control of the Nevis Island Administration, NIA, after a year of wrangling in the courts over the validity of the last elections. And internationally, the U.S. aviation regulator has announced the 6 states that will host sites for testing commercial use of drones. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, has picked Alaska, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. The sites are part of a program to develop safety and operational rules for drones by the end of 2015. Hitherto mainly used by the military, the potential of drones is now being explored for everyone, from real estate agents to farmers or web retailers. The head of the FAA, Michael Herter, said safety would be the priority as it considers approval for unleashing the unmanned aircraft into the U.S. skies. The FAA said in a statement that its decision followed a 10-month process involving proposals from 24 states. And that concludes your lunchtime news update right here on Q95 FM Radio. Join us again at 5:30 for the Prime Evening News Roundup. Good afternoon.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
We're back here. This is Your View on Q95 FM. Marilyn is here with me in studio. Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Giselle. Good afternoon.
How was the weekend?
The weekend was good. Let me just say good afternoon to the listening public and to all of the listeners of Q95. Good afternoon.
I see you shivering.
Oh, my goodness. I used to be like, anytime I came in the studio with Matt in the morning, I would be, and he's like,
seriously, Matt sits
cold?
Here in like 16 degree,
yeah, with the shirt
temperature,
open
with the shirt, you know, his muscles showing, shorts,
his muscle,
his sunshades on.
Matt has his own little tropics.
And everybody walks in and goes, ooh.
Yes.
And when he leaves, I come in, I put it all the way up to 20.
He'd always say to me in the morning, Marilyn, are you cold? Because he has this thing that, because I'm from the UK, I should be accustomed.
You should be accustomed.
I cannot bear the cold. That's why I'm here. So yeah, it's a bit chilly.
Yeah, well, I changed the thermostat there. But I asked you, how was the weekend?
Yes,
I
weekend.
Did, okay.
The weekend was rainy.
It was still rainy. Yeah.
And but I was here.
Did you move
on Sunday.
Around a little bit?
Not a great deal.
Okay.
Not a great deal. I did a few little bits and pieces, but not a great deal moving around. And just. Most of my weekend is family time, because my weekend is not full weekend, because I still work on Sunday.
Right, you come on Sundays, yeah.
So it kind of eats into a portion of my weekend, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it's always good and fun to be here with the children on Kids on Cue.
Well, I went up to the countryside over the weekend. I went up to Fort Saint Jean. We're having this, I call it the Southern Creole Music Festival, because from Friday night There were activities happening at the Bagatelle basketball court.
Okay.
Then there was another big show on Saturday, and then last night another big show. So, you know, all the villagers from Fishley, Granby, up there on the hill, Bellevue Chopin, Daly Slap Lane, you know, the place was just flooded.
Okay.
Like, if you saw Dominica, 72,000 people.
They were all
like,
there.
They were all there. The south, if there's like 30,000 in the south, right. You know, like 29,000 was there every night over the weekend.
Right.
So that was interesting. And also because I went through the south, I got to actually see some of the damage caused by the weather and the rivers and so on, the landslides that happened along the Bellevue, Upper Bellevue Road, and then going down towards Pichelin area. And, you know, when you look at it, it's like you really stop and you say to yourself, oh, my God, the power of nature,
yes.
Whether good or bad, because you can look at something simple like a seed transforming into a huge tree. That, too, is the power of nature.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at this, the disastrous power of nature, you really feel so insignificant.
Yes, you're humbled. You
and
have
so
to be
humbled.
Yes.
And so vulnerable.
Mm.
And you look at everything that we're fighting against, or we're trying to live up to, or we're running to, or running from, you know, and trying to make of ourselves. And then you look at that and you go in 1 second, in one sweep, water, sand, rubble, a tree, wind, you know, can just sweep it away. So, you know, once again, you're just kind of reminded of, hey, you know, nature is more powerful than you are.
Of course.
You are just a pawn.
Well, in many ways, we're standing in the way of nature.
Yeah,
because, you know,
sometimes I feel that humans are the greatest parasites.
There you go. When you think about the island in its natural state, there were no humans on it.
Yeah, and it survives.
Know, somebody decided it would be a good idea to inhabit this beautiful island. And as a result, you know, we've got to deal with it in its natural way when it deems fit to do so.
Yeah.
So, I was having this conversation as well at the weekend, saying, you know, nature doesn't discriminate.
No.
And it's not, you know, some people might think, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me or whatever. And, you know, the water doesn't care where it's going to run. Mm-hmm. It's just going
to
run.
It responds to the tide, to the changes.
Wind doesn't care where it's going to blow and who it's going to knock down. It's just going to blow. And fire doesn't care where it's going to burn. It's just going to burn.
Yeah.
And those are all natural elements that we just have no control over. Well, most we can do is mitigate as much as we can against them, but, you know, it's
and unfortunately,
do what's
it's affect it affects us as humans, because you have loss of life,
yes,
loss of property,
exactly.
etc. Mm-hmm. But if you really have to, apart from that, and not belittling that, but apart from that, when you really look at it, you know, after a storm, there is a cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lady brought that to my attention, and she was like, "Listen, if one of the rivers hadn't come down, people would not see the amount of trash, the discarded appliances, fridges, stoves, old furniture,
so
mattresses,
to see that. It's
gas
horrible.
Tanks, the barrels that come in through the ports, you know, and all other kinds of rubble that is thrown
debris,
close
terrible.
To in the rivers."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one lady was actually telling me, "Listen, this river probably it would have overflowed or overflooded, okay, but when you saw what was blocking it in certain places, it's man-made.
Yeah,
it's the trash, it's the old appliances, it's the fridges, it's things that people throw into the rivers. And because you've thrown it away,
they throw it into like the ravines, forgetting that when the river's flowing, that's where it's coming." You know, people forget that because when we know that we have 365 rivers in Dominica, it's when we have rainfall like we have had, that we had on Christmas Eve. And that's when we know that, because ordinarily...
A friend of mine was actually driving in from the airport and he had someone who was not Dominican with him, and with all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice young fellow was like, "Wow, this is Dominica, a waterfall, like every couple of feet that you drive through." It's like... Yeah. We're having a tropical issue here. Thank you very much for the compliment, but it's not a tropical.
But that's when you see.
That's when you
see the rivers, and you know, it's like it just opens up, and it needs to flow where it needs to flow. So I think our responsibility is keep its path clear. In the same way, we don't want debris on our highways when we're driving. The river does not want debris in its way when it's coming down.
Maybe the river got angry and said, "Listen, I need all of this out of my throat because I need to breathe,
you know?
And I need to keep creating pure water and clean water for you to subsist on and to live.
Right.
I need all of this out." But at the same time, I have someone dropped an old stove in the road, in the lane where I live. And the first time we saw it, my sister and I were like, okay, somebody put the thing there, probably on their way to bring it down to the roadside for the garbage people to pick up. It's been there ever since. And we're asking everybody, who put this thing there? Who put this thing? How do you just discard a whole stove? Just go and throw it somewhere and believe that it has disappeared.
They plan on having a cookout outside.
I don't know.
The gas bottle was coming just now.
But I don't know. And I'm just like, what is supposed to happen? Is it supposed to biodegrade in a week and just disappear? As I tell my kids all the time, you know, is a fairy, a magical wizard supposed to come and exit away and for it to disappear?
I just don't understand.
Someone bought it, someone put it there, someone needs to take it away.
I just don't understand why we're still not taking responsibility for being more responsible for how we discard our trash. And it's a shame the Solid Waste Management Corporation cannot do it on their own. They're underutilized, under resourced, not so much utilized.
But you know something I was thinking of in terms of that being probably the resources, Marilyn, is I'm not sure if we had it before. So, you know, if someone wants to correct me on that, absolutely feel free to do so. But would it make sense where if it's once a month or whatever time frame that we give it, and it is known that, okay, on the last, I don't know, Friday of every month or whatever it is, that Solid Waste is going to come and pick up metals,
right,
appliances, old furniture, whatever it is. Because in some other countries, they've seen the need to do that. You cannot put an old stove on top of your regular garbage.
Right.
So they've set up aside days or times
and, they need to maybe
and special collections
that
for that. So
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the trucks pass around and they know that's what they're looking for. So it's an opportunity for you to see if you have an old fridge, an old stove, some old parts of a car or something that you then know is going to be taken away on that day. It's not going to stay and try to pooey and rotten, you know, on the side of the road or in your backyard or something indefinitely.
Yeah, I agree. There needs to be a lot more sensitization, but as people living in this country, we need to take more responsibility. We need to be more responsible about how we dispose of trash, any kind of trash.
But guess what? That's not the hot topic for today.
No, it's not. Good one, though, wasn't it?
I know. I would have gone on and on and on and on. But if you're just joining us, you're locked on the Q95 FM, you're listening to The View or Your View on Q95 FM. And usually around this time, after our news updates, we like to tease you a little bit and get your feedback. And so we give you the hot topic for the day. Today is December 30th, so what's it? One more day? I'm bad at math. One more day, and then Wednesday, New Year's Day, right?
That's it.
So there's one more day to close off. Well, one more day and what? 11 hours? 11, 10 hours and 40
you're going to be exact.
4 minutes and some seconds to end 2013. So the hot topic for today, you can call in and share your views with us. The numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. Or if you're listening from overseas, it's 305-432-9624. I want to know what was the best time for you, the best thing, the best moment, your best gift, the best whatever. No, wait. I'm going to backtrack on that whatever.
Be careful what you ask for.
What was the highlight of 2013? Keep it radio friendly, people. I got in trouble the last time when I asked people what gift they wanted for Christmas. I got 3 proposals and somebody who wanted, I told you what they wanted.
What you need to ask now is, did they get it? Was that the highlight?
It could be something personal or not. What for you stood out about 2013? So I'll ask Marilyn, what for you were a few things, or, you know, a couple of things that kind of stood out for you?
Well, I mean, for me it's easy. My son, my last son was born, my second child was born on the 14th of July 2013. So, you know, for the first half of the year, I was just growing. I was growing and anticipated his arrival. And, you know, once he arrived, that really has been, that was my 2013 mm-hmm. highlight. And then I got to spend a good portion of quality time with some very special people in my life. And so it's made 2013 a positive year for me, but it's had its negatives right. as well. But I'll focus on the positive.
Of course, of course. You're live on Q95. Good day.
Good day, good day, good day, good day.
Good day, good day. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all doing?
We're doing fine, man. I can feel you smiling.
is this my
our friend, yes.
Okay.
Miss Marilyn.
Good day.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm not going to put you in any hot water today.
I hope not.
All right.
Miss Marilyn, I want to invite both of y'all to the village of Wesley.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm doing that, mm-hmm. for y'all to see how beautiful Wesley is.
Oh, I know Wesley is beautiful. I went inside of Wesley I never knew all of that of Wesley right. existed.
I've only seen a little bit of, I've driven through Wesley, but I haven't seen a very, very small portion of Wesley.
Mm-hmm. Why I want to invite you only so you only see what Wesley is all about. Like the good food we have here, the nice sights, our three beaches, all the things we have.
The nice people.
The beautiful people. No. All right. What stand out for me for the new year?
Yeah, for last 2013? Year. Yes, yes.
It was the fact that after how many years, we had a beautiful water fest in our community. It was a festival that we didn't have. All village had a festival in around the island.
Mm-hmm.
And we never used to have a festival.
So Wesley didn't have its own festival?
No, it never did.
Ah. Okay.
And then the fact that in October, this was so very, it was so very nice. It was 4 days. And he had no confusion, not one side, not one misunderstanding. My heart was in joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best thing I feel for 2013.
Well, nice. A big congratulations then to the people of Wesley mm-hmm. for that. So we're going strong next year?
We're going powerful.
All right, man.
Nice.
You all have a nice day and best wishes for the new year.
You too.
And a
happy new year
bye
to
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
It's funny though. Oh.
So we've been invited to go to Wesley.
I know.
I'd like to do that.
Well,
when you're ready,
am I getting in trouble when I go up there?
You may well do.
Yeah, because I think somebody who invited me, what was it the day we were asking about the presents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what would you be your ideal gift? And I have a picnic basket waiting. And I guess now that the rain has come, some nice basins along the river.
I don't do trouble now. I just let you know now, I don't do trouble.
So if you and I go up together, you can leave me and go?
We'll arrange our meeting point. I'll meet back with you when you finish with your trouble.
You can call us and share your views with us. What for you stood out about 2013? It could be something personal or otherwise. It's really up to you. The number is 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, or 616-4257. Let me see. For me, 2013 was a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a strange year, but an interesting year.
Mm-hmm.
I think from a personal level, what stood out for me about 2013 is, I think, finding myself again to some extent. You know, you become, because I lived in the US for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I lived in Anguilla for 4.5 years. So I've been out of the country for almost 9 years. And for me, it was really coming home for an extended period of time, not just on vacation. And once again, not for the first time, but once again, understanding that, you know, when you're in Dominica, and when you're born in Dominica and you're from Dominica, there is a spirit in you that is always present. Mm-hmm. It's always there. So no matter how long you've spent outside, when you see you come home, you know that you're home, mm-hmm. you know. And mm-hmm. and it's not just, it's the food or meeting family or whatever. There is, to me, it's almost like something in your DNA, and mm-hmm. I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
it was almost something in my DNA that spoke to me, that responded to something like, this is where you belong, this is your home, this is where you are free, this is where you thrive, this is where you are the most healthy, of whether it is just body, mind, and spirit, and this is where you can project yourself, your personality, and your mind. You know, for me, I don't know if everybody understands that, but you know, on the telephone. Good afternoon.
I'm the mobile man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, mobile man. How are the kids?
The kids are playing. I'm Auntie Marion.
Good afternoon.
Happy New Year.
Did they enjoy their presents?
Yes, it can be personal, you also. Not that hard personal.
It could be anything.
Yes. I'm glad. Auntie Marilyn, personal speaking, Auntie Marilyn, I want to wish my two children, Richard and Weston, Happy New Year. These are my children that I always have life spent with, my company at my home, my children that go at people home and everything, good effort, nice, smart. And they let me feel proud from baby, you know, as Dominicans not my children, baby, you know. I don't like to be suffering, body of my children, eczema, ball. I get my children in court after 3 months after birth, at least after all. I don't beg him for money, but you could see how the government paint me as blue, you know. Where I stand by the board for my children and that. We try to get a contribution. They take me 9 years before I get a contribution. $3.65 for my mobile children. Sometimes my mobile children move nice. You could hear me and Angelo and I give them not. Thanks for QSM. But $3.65 for my children. And people that are coming, they're getting so many. As a man like me with my two children, so they get big, going grade 5. Because I'm sitting on that government. I know they victimize me, but I always stand for the truth and justice. And I know they pin me, but I don't thank you all, you know. Because I'm speaking to my heart, in my mind. $3.65 a day. I love you all. I love two of them. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mobile Man, and a happy new year to you.
Thank you.
All right. Love you too.
It's always great to hear kids laugh. And I mean, I met him as well. And, you know, he walks up the stairs and from the minute he... I'm not sure, does he just walk everywhere with a smile? Yeah. Because from the moment he starts coming up the stairs, he's already smiling. Nobody has said anything or whatever. And he's just always expectant of the goodness of the world.
Yeah, he's got a very good spirit. And I think what it is as well, Mobile Man has a real passion for Q95 and Q95 stuff. So once he meets you coming out of the building, he knows you're associated
with Q95
some way, and that's it. You'll always get that smile.
We have a few more minutes here. What for you stands out about 2013? You can give us a ring, 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. Somebody told me, Marilyn, they had the biggest go-up well they ever had in 2013.
It happens every year to somebody or somebody.
It happens. It might happen tomorrow. I know for a fact probably some people had, you know, a little bit of a emotional Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember that question we asked about the gift? If you don't get the gift or what you want or a gift.
They didn't get the gift.
Will you break up? Well, some people have been waiting for a gift or the gift. And there's someone who was waiting for any kind of thing to suggest that an engagement was around the corner. Not necessarily a ring, but they're like, you know, something more valuable, like a chain and a locket, you know, a ticket to say we're going to St. Martin or I don't know, Barbados or Guadeloupe on vacation. So it's like, oh, we're planning something. But I think many people probably at the end of the day, I'm not sure if people are waiting for the year to be over or lamenting that, oh, 2013 is over, or, oh, finally, that year finished. You know, time for the new year to start for me to get some better luck, or time for the new year to start for, you know, things to pick up again or start moving again.
See, I sometimes have that kind of thought process when it comes to the end of a year. But to be honest with you, where I'm at right now, I am not necessarily rushing the year out and rushing the next one in. I'm really on a kind of take each day as it comes at the moment. And I think it's just important for me to be at that point, at this particular point in my life.
I think we're getting old.
Speak for yourself. I'm maturing nicely.
Yeah.
And there's a difference to that than getting old.
Somebody tell me all things has been thrown away. All things is to throw.
Oh dear.
You're not getting old. All things is to throw. You're becoming you.
Exactly, right?
Right.
Right. So
but I think
it's a renewal. Maybe you should look at it as a renewal as well.
Well, I've come to the understanding, and my personal opinion on things like time is that it's really an illusion at the end of the day. I mean, we have weeks and days and Monday and Sunday, and you know, we name things, we put things in category, and of course our time tells in terms of our physical age and the passage of things. But at the end of the day, if today could be the first of the year, today could have been January 10th. Right. Today could have been October 30th. Right. Today could have been July 7th. Mm-hmm. So it's almost arbitrary that because today is like the 30th of December, somehow in our head, something wonderful or different is going to happen 2 days from now because it's the first of what we have decided to call 2014, the new year.
Yeah.
You know, rather than looking at it as it's another day to be yourself. It's another day to excel. It's another day to look out for your family, to be nice.
You have to take each day as it meets you. And it's not so significant on what year you're going into, but it's
or
where you
are
or coming out of or where you are. Because what you have to do on the 31st of December and what you have to do on the 1st of January is not going to be a far cry from each other. Yeah. You still have to get up and do what you have to do.
Well, unless if you're a student and you graduated or something and you know, you're starting to work, you'll be like,
that's a chapter.
January, that's new chapter, on start, right? You know, or you know, done with. Or if you're a mom and finally, you know, you've potty trained, you're like, yes, no more Pampers. I am not going to buy formula anymore. This child can eat with their five teeth. Start eating right now.
Eat with your five teeth.
Eat with your five teeth. Chew those carrots right now. Mommy not buying any more formula.
That's it. So each day, one day at a time. Praise God.
Well, I haven't seen anything. We have just been accosted by the law in the studios of Q95. Hi, Tiani.
How are you doing?
Share with us your most remarkable achievement of 2013.
The most significant, not so much the achievement, most significant thing for you. Element in 2013 for you.
I didn't do anything at all.
Impact. Just something that happened, world views, I don't know, Martians invaded, I don't know.
It doesn't necessarily have to be something that you achieved. It's just, what is it that stands out for you? Anything that stands out for you?
Well, I think the discussions in terms of climate change was quite significant, I thought. Mm-hmm. The situation in the Middle East, still unstable. That was quite, you know, difficult. Mm-hmm. I thought you probably would have had some type of more of a reasoned settlement with the Palestinian issue. Still evades us. The African Union, in terms of the significant disputes in Africa, still unresolved. So again, nothing there. Nelson Mandela's death was quite significant, although we had this long wait for the eventuality of that announcement. You know, and then we spoke about some of those issues. I think it's an interesting question, actually.
And if we had more time, we'd have a lot to share.
Over right now.
You'd have a lot to share.
But you're on tonight, right?
Everyone? We're on tonight.
Yes.
We're going to do a bit of a review of some of the key programs we had last year and sort of projections for this coming year, as well as asking the listeners about our format, you know, whether we could change it. To be so it's more pleasing for them and so on, you know, and some of their contributions and their comments.
So you'll wait on that before you kind of see how you structure 2014?
Yeah.
My next question was going to be anything new that we can look forward to or different?
Well,
or how are you looking at 2014?
Yeah, we have an idea of what we would like to do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the show is really about the listeners. So I want to hear what the listeners have to say. And that is our main focus. And we're going to try and listen to that. First, after we listen to that, we will then sit and then discuss it myself and Dr. Pascal, mm-hmm. Irvin Pascal. He's a guest host, but it seems ridiculous to have a guest host come on so often. So maybe it should just be a co-host and finish with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
So
finish
that's
that.
Most like
Dr.
What's
Pascal,
happen.
You've been upgraded.
Co-host, yeah. And you know, and then to make sure that we have balance all the time, as well as giving people enough time to call in. Mm. The shows are normally quite. A lot of callers call and they can't come through. Mm. But the important thing which I want to maintain is that people, callers come and we have an exchange. It's not mm-hmm. just you call and make a statement and you get off. You call and we have an exchange. I want to keep that going, but perhaps maybe reduce the interview time so that we have more people calling in and more of an interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Those, all right.
Those things, yes.
So New Year's resolutions, if you believe in that kind of thing.
Well, it's always all sorts of other things, isn't it?
I promise to...
No, I don't make any promises, Jenny.
Well, I'll wait. I'll wait till later.
And certainly, don't
you'll wait till midnight. You'll wait till midnight.
But the thing is that I normally
till midnight till it gets cornered.
I normally, I normally personally have a very tough assessment of myself during that time. The last couple of days before New Year's, I always sit and reflect on the mm-hmm. past year. Something I've been doing for a long time since mm-hmm. I was a little kid, because that's how
That's how you become
old people
better.
Raised me,
of course,
you know what I mean?
Don't.
So you have a critical assessment of your successes, your failures, and then you look into the reasons why you had failures. And so you learn more from your failures than your successes.
True, yeah. That, yes.
So I always go through that. Mm-hmm. And I most people think, my God, what's wrong with him? He's all quiet and so on. I just go into myself during that
period.
Unless
you don't make those eyes.
Yes. So that's what I'll be doing. And I emerge with some, you know, refreshed mm-hmm. ideas and stuff like that. But to be more piercing and more critical.
All right.
Of yourself or generally?
Everything.
Okay.
Well, it's 1:35. That does it here for Your View on Q. Marilyn, tomorrow we're going to... I'll tell them the hot topic in advance for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at New Year's resolutions, Tiani. And really, are we just setting ourselves up for failure? Or, you know, how far... can New Year's resolutions actually help us? That's for tomorrow.
But you need to manage your expectations, you know what I mean? And if you do, then they would be just about right.
But that's for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. In closing, Marilyn?
In closing, just I'd like to just give my best wishes to every single Dominican here in Dominica and abroad, wherever you are. I just pray that God blesses your life with health and wealth and richness and love. And just take 2014 as it comes, take it by storm, do whatever it is you need to do for you to make it as positive as you possibly can for you and everybody else that you impact their lives. And thank you.
And for me, I just want to say, you know, For me, I just want to say that, you know, you're the CEO of your life, you're the expert on yourself. So if you know, anyone needs to say to you, just like Tiani hinted there, you know, hey, change this about you, do this better, do that better, it should be you. You know yourself better. You're the CEO of your life. You hire and you fire, right? You hire and you fire. You're in charge. So let's be a bit more in charge of ourselves going forward. This has been The View, Your View on Q95 FM.